The Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Philip Lowe says he agrees with the latest private research showing house prices are heading for a fall next year. A report from the investment firm Macquarie Group suggests Australian house prices are set for a 7.5% decline from March next year. Mr. Lowe says he would welcome a cooling in the housing market given the risks an inflated market poses to the economy.
People do need to be careful here because house prices aren't going to continue to rise much more quickly than income. Debt levels can't keep rising faster than income. So people need to be careful, but the supply response does seem to be kicking in. And that, if that's what's happening, that's good news.
The Australian share market is trading down for the second day this week as profit-taking continues. Right now, the All Ordinaries Index is off about 0.6% or 32 points. The ASX 200 Index is broadly matching that fall. Mining and energy stocks are the biggest losers. Qantas is among the best performers and the big banks are mixed. Wall Street managed to close higher overnight. Gains in utility stocks offset a retreat in energy shares, but investors appear to remain nervous about third quarter corporate earnings results. The Australian dollar is down against most major currencies, holding above 73 US cents.